I'd like to call the this board meeting of the Pacifica National Board to order. This is Friday, July 24th, 2009, and we're going to begin the meeting by calling the roll. Richard, our secretary, is going to call the roll.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sherry Gindelman. Bonnie Simmons. Andrea Turner.
Present.
Joe Wanzala.
Here.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Sean O'Brien.
Present.
Leslie Radford.
Present.
Rico Ross.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Sandra Rawline. Wendy Schrell.
Here.
Susan Young. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Carolyn Burden. Right. Kathy Davis. Not back yet. Jamie Ross.
Here.
Jim Brown.
Here.
A.C. Bird.
Here.
Lucette King.
Present.
Billy Ray Edwards.
Here.
David Beaton.
Here.
Afia Wangaza. You have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Richard. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is to. The next thing on the agenda is to establish a timekeeper. Would anyone on the board like to volunteer to keep the time? Okay, thanks, David. The next thing is agenda approval. You have your board packets. Are there any corrections, additions, or changes to the agenda? Yes.
We at WTFW, I think I wrote a statement to that effect to get on the agenda, because we have had an election at WTFW, and we have elected.
Speaking to the microphone, AC.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Okay. Can you hear me now? I think you can. We've had an election at WPFW on Wednesday of this week, and we have a person. The person is here that that we elected to represent us here at on the board, and that was Campbell Johnson. We'd like for that to be on the agenda.
Okay, this is the third or fourth time we've taken up this issue three or four times before, and the National Board has made a ruling on it. To take this up at this time on the agenda would be dilatory, as it's already been resolved. So I will rule as the chair that it is a dilatory motion and will not be placed on the agenda, but of course anyone can challenge the ruling of the chair.
Well, the reason that I did is because this is an election. This is not, I don't think you've had that before, except for when he was elected in January of 2008. So we're talking about now following the PNB's ruling and following the bylaws by electing a person to come and be on the board. And we did so with a quorum and with the official vote counting, a fair vote to count the ballots.
Okay, would you like to state where you'd like to put this agenda item on the agenda?
Where would you want to? Where would you want to, Jim?
Madam Chair, I believe this is out of order. We have seated a member from WPFW.
Hmm?
He's here with us. He's seated. This motion is totally dilatory.
No, it's not.
I agree. Let's let AC make the motion first. What is the motion?
Huh? Where's that? You got it over there. Go ahead, put it there. Huh? Number eight?
No, D.
One. 1D.
One,
right. Oh, 1D, where we like to have it.
1D.
Just before 1D.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. So is there any discussion on this agenda change?
Point of order.
Yes.
Are you ruling it dilatory or not?
You know, if I yes, it is dilatory. So I rule as a chair that this is a this motion is dilatory, and it should not be taken up by this board because it's already been discussed and decided by this board.
This board does not have the this board does not have the authority to elect anybody to the to this board.
Okay,
this can
then.
Only be done through in Section 5, Article 5 in Section 8. It has to be an election. For anybody to come to this board, it has to be done by an election. It cannot be done by the board.
Okay.
The board has no authority to do that.
All right. Thank you, AC. I understand that that's your position. My ruling of as chair is that this this motion to of this agenda addition is out of order because it's dilatory. You can challenge my ruling, however.
What do you mean by the word dilatory?
Hold on.
Okay. Yes.
The ruling.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
All right. Let's open it up for discussion.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead. Well, a bit.
Yes, go ahead.
There was an election. It was held in January. It was completed by STV voting. The board was able to determine who was the... Is this on?
Yes, it is on.
We just got to find out where it is. Give us a second.
Is your mic turned on?
Yes.
Hello. I think it's on. There was an election. It was held in January. Campbell Johnson was a candidate there. He was not eligible to run. By the bylaw that requires that you be have 1 year's experience on an LSB before you can run for the PNB. This board asked that that election be completed by retallying the votes, which is possible since it's single transferable voting. You can take Campbell Johnson's name out of the pot and you can find out the will of the body with him removed. That was not done because the board, the LSB at PFW, refused to do it. At least that's my understanding.
That's not true.
That's my understanding. There were three other people who could possibly, who were candidates. One of them resigned. One of them conceded. That left just one more person. That happened about 3 or 4 weeks ago. At that point, the result of that election was clear. There was one more person who was eligible, who, in fact, should have been elected much earlier if the board had tallied the votes. And he was seated on this board. And that's Billy Ray Edwards. And he is a legitimate director elected by PFW to this board. You can have an election subsequently, but, you know, if you're running for Congress and somebody wins the election and it turns out he doesn't live in the district, so he's ineligible, you don't hold the election open until he moves into the district. That isn't the way it works. This election was held. It's done. It's over. It's pointless to bring this forward. It really is dilatory.
No.
Thank you. May I respond?
May I just respond to that, Madam? I'm taking a stack.
As I challenged the ruling of the chair, may I speak to the issue, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Article 5, Section 8 says, filling vacancies on the board section. If a director seat previously held by a station representative director becomes vacant for any reason, that seat shall be immediately filled for the remainder of the term by a director elected by the delegates from the radio station, provided, however, that if the previous director was a staff director, the delegates shall elect a staff director, and if the previous director was a listener sponsor director, then a listener sponsor director shall be elected.
Madam Chair, Sean,
we had a vacancy, and this says a vacancy for any reason. It says that if there is a vacancy, the assembly of delegates from the radio station get to elect the person in question. The WPFW delegates have held an election at a time when Campbell Johnson had 365 days plus as a delegate and LSB representative from WPFW, and he has been elected. There is nothing in the bylaws that suggests alternates or a retally being acceptable in this situation. And I believe rather than coming late with something, what we are trying to do is right something that was handled incorrectly, and that the proper thing to do is to seat Campbell Johnson. He has been legally elected by his delegate assembly.
Thank you. Next on the stack is Sean and then Jim.
Yeah, this is my mic on? Okay. Give it to me there, John. Thank you. This is a mischaracterization of the bylaws. This is not a vacancy, as Mr. Campbell was never seated. The seat was left open after an election. It's not a vacancy. We filled that seat. My esteemed colleague's remarks are dilatory and out of order. Thank you.
All right, Jim Brown.
Thank you. Mic on?
Yes. On.
Madam Chair, this is one of the most interesting situations that I've ever seen this board in. What happened was we were given instructions by this board to take those ballots back to have them retallied. We took them back. We gave them to Fairvote to do it. They wanted to know what the situation was. We gave them the idea. We told them what the situation was. They decided not to they didn't want to retally the votes, and they sealed them and put them back in the envelope. They sealed the envelope. We then came back to the board with a motion that kept being put aside, and it just kept us in abeyance for like from April all the way up until a couple of weeks, last month. So it wasn't that we didn't do what you asked us to do, what this board asked us to do. We did do that. What we were waiting for you to rule on the new order of business that we put on the board. And when we finally got a chance to do that, it was rejected by the board. Okay?
Thank you.
Then,
Then
we held an election, legal election, and the board voted Mr. Campbell in. The LSB voted him in. Now, to say that we didn't do what was asked to be done is not true. We did what was asked to be done.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Wendy?
What actually happened was that this board, there was a mistake on how the election was conducted at PFW. This board said that assembly should redistribute the ballots, just meaning take off one name, redistribute it, preserving everyone's original intent on the STV. Fair vote was never in the motion or anything, but I guess that's the way you all do it there, is they handle your STV calculations, which is fine. Apparently, they didn't want to do it for their own reasons. But I just want to remind this body that the last time this board was in New York, we were actually in Newark at the meeting in Newark.
Right.
We came here from KPFT. We had a mistake in our election for PNB director. Our board, we had a tie, and instead of flipping a coin, like it does say in the bylaws, it says draw straws, flip a coin, do something like that to resolve your tie, our vote counters decided to look at the people's second choices and use those in calculating who won the election. They thought that was more fair. We came to the then somebody brought it, the director who lost.
Yeah.
Brought it to the PNB, and the PNB actually ordered our assembly of delegates at KPFT to flip a coin. Now, a lot of other stuff had happened in the meantime, and there were so many complaints by the delegate that didn't make director And we decided we screwed it up so bad, we're just going to do the election again. And for whatever reason, this time when we did the election again, it was 18-1. It wasn't a tie anymore. So we brought our 18-1 guy here to the Newark meeting. And the first thing that happened, just like it's happening now, is there was a big challenge. And this national board decided that rather than going by the will of the KPFT delegates, that they would flip the coin for us. So that is what happened the last time we were in New York City. I didn't agree with it then. It is, you know, some people will say that the national board can't tell the delegates what to do. Well, somebody has to enforce our own bylaws. And what's happened in this case is, you know, you can disagree, but the will of this board was that if it says a year, it needs to be a year. So anyway, I'm sorry, but it's, in the meantime, wasted so much time of this board to keep going over and over this again. So.
Okay. All right. Now, the next person on the stack is Leslie.
I'd really like to thank AC for bringing this to our attention. I think this is a substantive change in the conversation we've been having. They now have met the requirements that we imposed on them, and I think we need to reopen this discussion. I don't think it's dilatory at all. I think there has been a significant shift of the ground here. Thank you.
All right. Next person on the stack is Luzette. The next person on the stack, it's not time for, the public is we need to conduct business. The public needs to speak in public comment.
Thank you very much.
All right, next person on the stack is Luzette.
Yes, I'm Luzette from WPFW. And I want, for the record, I want to make an observation here. Somebody who doesn't belong to the LSB actually announces in this meeting that the delegates at WPFW met. On the other hand, somebody who comes from that station said the LSB met and elected. I, as a member of that local station board, actually heard the announcement and received an email announcing that there was going to be an emergency meeting of the LSB, and that LSB met and voted. Now, what I want to find out here, if there is an election, and there was a classical example in Minnesota, where there was an election, there was a problem, and the matter went to court, and incidentally, this matter is before the court as we speak, and we should at least await the results. But nonetheless, let's refer to Minnesota. There was a discrepancy. That discrepancy, went out, drawn out and everything else. Nobody did ask for another election. There was a recount of that very election. And not because we didn't get the results that we want, should we have another election. On top of that, this board simply implemented the results of the election, the local station board election at WPFW. And we have to set standards. Do we have rules and comply with them? Or do we just throw them through the window when they don't fit our cause? I, as one of the minority voices on that LSB, have come to this board over and over again, and I'm sure some of you know my voice, lamenting, Billy Ray and I, lamenting of some of the violations of our laws at that station board. And what do I get? Talk about procedure. We had a meeting a month ago. We agreed to an agenda. The last item on the agenda was adjournment. The chair adjourned the meeting, and what was there? A motion to remove Luzette King. We have to put a stop to all of this non-compliance of our rules and every ethical standard there is. And I urge you, we have a lot of things to do. The same station that we're fighting as to who sits, we don't even know if we have money to pay our staff. Thank you.
Thank you, Luzette. The next person on the stack is AC.
Yeah, I just want to say that there's been a misunderstanding about wrote in the bylaws. It gives the LSB, the local station board, the right to replace the next in line in terms of their scoring to the LSB, but that does not apply to the PNB. The PNB, as Bonnie indicated, George, you have to elect a person to the PNB. You can't simply appoint one. Had we elected somebody as the board had directed, we would have been in violation of the law anyway, because we can't rotate the next person in line. There is no such thing as next person in line for the PNB. It only applies to the local LSB. It does not apply to the PNB. And I would encourage you to read that and understand why we decided to have a vote on this election. We had a vote, and we elected Campbell Johnson 10-1 to come to this PNB. So that has happened, and we did not violate any rules or regulations on this question. The issue was following the board, and the other misunderstanding was is that we decided not to. That's just not the case. We didn't decide not to do anything.
Okay, thank you, AC. We're now out of time.
Yeah.
We're going to take a vote. We'll just do it by hand vote. Raise your hand if you uphold the ruling of the chair. The chair has ruled
Madam Chair, I would that, like
this,
a roll call vote.
That this – all right, we'll take a roll call vote. A yes vote is to
uphold the chair.
Uphold the ruling of the chair. The chair has stated that the motion to put an agenda item to rethink the election, the director election at WPFW, is dilatory. So a yes vote upholds the ruling of the chair. Richard?
That person in question sitting here.
Okay, this is a vote for the. Excuse me, sir. This is the vote for the. Sustaining or not sustaining the chair. Yes means yes, and no means no. Okay, Sherry Gendelman. Bonnie Simmons.
No.
Andrea Turner.
Tearfully, no.
Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
No.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rawline. Wendy Srell.
Yes.
Susan Young. Nia Bediako.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Kathy, not here.
Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
No.
A.C. Byrd?
No.
Luzette King?
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Does Billy Ray vote on this?
David Beaton?
Yes.
Fia Wangaza?
Yes.
11-6.
Billy Ray should have voted.
Billy Ray should not be voting on this issue.
Billy Ray has been seated on this board. He has a vote. This is an issue of policy. He has the right to vote. The vote is 11-6. The challenge to the ruling of the chair fails. Are there any other agenda additions or changes?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay. Bonnie?
Madam Chair... sorry, got to find it. My agenda. Under the Governance Committee, I'm Bonnie Simmons from KPFA. The motion about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, I don't think should be on this agenda for discussion at these meetings, because 2 weeks ago, the PNB, or 3 weeks ago, the PNB passed a consent item that this motion would be sent to the LSBs for their comment, discussion, and possible revisions or amendments. And it also had a line that we would not be considering this on the PNB until after that date, and the date was August 31st.
Okay. Is there? So, what did you want to do? Have it removed?
We certainly have lots of work to do, and I don't know that we're going to get through our agenda anyway. And since the PNB has already passed a motion that says that we shouldn't be considering this on the floor of the PNB until after August 31st, seems like we should take it off of this and move it to a public meeting of the PNB after August 31st.
Yeah, could you just for clarification?
Is there a second to that motion?
It's the motion about the cabs, and during the last PNB meeting, we took a consent item and passed that it be put off while we gave the LSBs until August 31st to respond in any way that they wanted to this particular motion. And it also said in that consent item that this motion would not be considered by the PNB, the CAB motion, until after August 31st.
Okay, so. I hear you. Now, is there a second? Okay.
Second.
All right, we'll take a stack. Joe?
Yeah, the motion did not say that it would not be considered. It just said that the PNB may consider it after, may consider it, you know, may consider that item anytime after August. But it doesn't say.
May consider after August 31st means that you wouldn't consider it.
Okay, Bonnie, you're not recognized.
I wrote that motion. The intent of that language to say that it could be considered any time after that, but does not mean it couldn't be considered before that. At any rate, it's on the.
Sorry, I lost you on that one.
Does someone have the motion?
Yeah, I'm going to find it for you.
It's the first motion on the governance committee.
And the language may is not mandatory. It's not mandatory language. It's it didn't say shall.
Okay. I'll find it. It said may. Take me a little while.
So I think the language speaks for itself. At any rate, the item is on the agenda for consideration and discussion by the PNB because we have to discuss this issue in some length. We have, I think it's fair to say, problems with cabs around the network. The PNB needs to discuss the issue. Potentially that will inform the LSB's discussion on it. When we get to the item, we can decide whether or not to make a motion at that time or postpone it. But the PNB needs to discuss this issue. It came up on discussion last year at some length. I can't go into the details of why it's very important. I think we are all aware why, you know, what the background facts are. So, you know, I would be opposed to any motion, to Bonnie's motion to remove this from the agenda because this issue is critical for us to at least certainly discuss.
Okay. Because we're limited in time, we may already have used up all the time for the agenda item, agenda approval on the agenda.
Move to extend for 5 minutes.
Okay, first,
I'm trying to find it.
David, how much time do we have?
The agenda approval?
Yes.
We're past.
Oh, okay. All right. Would anyone like to second Leslie's?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to adding 5 more minutes to this discussion of the agenda approval? Hearing none, we'll have 5 more minutes of discussion.
I have a point of information.
Yes.
How long do you...
How long do you plan to go on this evening? And are we planning to approve an agenda for the entire weekend at this point, or are we just approving an agenda for this evening?
This agenda approval is for the whole weekend because I did not break it up into days.
Okay.
So, anyway, we have 5 more minutes added. And I believe the next person on the stack was Jim.
Oh, but when do we leave this evening?
8:30.
8:30, we're out?
Yes.
That's 1 hour.
Yes.
We're running the clock, folks.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'd like to propose an item for the agenda, and that's an
okay,
item.
Okay, we have to.
Do we have, are you there? Okay. I'd like to propose an item for the agenda, and that item, I haven't, you know.
Jim, we have to resolve this issue first.
Madam Chair, table this issue that I brought up for 3 minutes while I try to find the wording of the motion, and you can go ahead.
I call the question.
Okay.
Second.
They call the question on the removal of the approval of the agenda.
Just when I have an item to add.
Point of order, Bonnie had the floor.
I also asked to.
Sorry, guys. Richard, it's the consent item that we did in the last meetings.
All right, Jim. Why don't you tell us what the item you want to add is?
Thank you. It's an item that deals with this board establishing a time or period when we can actually convene a bylaws convention to revise our bylaws.
Okay. So we will put that, we can place that in new business.
As long as we can get the discussion going this weekend, that would be great.
Well, that's up to the body. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to adding a discussion about the bylaws, a bylaws convention to new business on this agenda?
Yes.
Why?
Okay. Is there any other objection? All right. It's there's one objection. That'll be noted. Otherwise, there are no other objections. So we will be adding discussion about having a bylaws convention to new business on this agenda. All right. Bonnie, are you ready?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Are there any other?
Madam Chair.
Joyce sent it to you and everyone else on the board about
Madam
a
Chair?
Week ago.
Yes.
And
if I may, I'd like to move that we have public comment for 1 hour on each day at a time certain, that time certain being 8 p.m. this evening, 11 o'clock tomorrow, or excuse me, 1 o'clock tomorrow morning, and 11 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay. George, what's mandatory in terms of public comment? 30 minutes for each day. Okay, I think we put more than 30 minutes on this agenda. Can somebody look it over? We have public comment. Yes.
Item number five.
Madam Chair,
is our first public comment.
30 minutes, okay.
I would like that to be at a time certain at 8 p.m. We also have public comment as item number 10. I'd like that to be at a time certain of 1 p.m. tomorrow. And I'm also in this item number 15, which is public comment. I'd like that to be for 1 hour at 10 a.m. on Sunday.
Madam Chair,
okay.
I did find that motion when you have a moment.
Okay, we have public comment number 10 for 30 minutes on the agenda. And we have
number 10.
12, 30 minutes. And we have 30 minutes at 15.
All right.
So we have 2 hours of public comment on the agenda as it stands.
Could we move those to time certain?
Okay.
This agenda is for 3 days, and I would hope that people would have some idea of when they're going to speak over that 3-day period.
Okay, that's a good idea. So at 8 o'clock, time certain. For a public comment tonight, what's your suggestion for tomorrow? 30 minutes at 1 o'clock?
30 minutes at 1 o'clock.
And there's another 30 minutes tomorrow.
We're hoping that's tomorrow. Let's make that time certain. What? Help, guys. 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock?
1 and 4.
1 and 4.
I think it would be better to have it at 5.
Okay.
For half an hour each?
And then Sunday.
Sunday at 10 a.m.?
Sure. Okay, so is there a second for that agenda change?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to having these public comments at those times certain so the public can know when there will be public comment? I think Ifea was first.
I would call attention to the fact that under the action reports, number 5, 11, subsection 5, 1:30 Saturday is affiliates task force reports and public comment, and that that we avoid any conflict with that time that's already been established.
That's why I'm asking for 1 o'clock for a half an hour.
Okay, I believe we're going to be taking lunch from 1 to 2. So, you know, what is your pleasure? When would this body like to have its lunch break?
Can we do this at noon instead? If we're doing 1 o'clock lunch, I thought we were doing a noon lunch, but
noon and 5 for public comment.
How about 12:30?
12:30. 12:30 is the recommendation
when,
over here.
And when would we have affiliates?
Madam Chair, Rico Ross to the stack, please.
You know, I thought we had a time certain for affiliate task force of 2 p.m. That's what I had in my mind.
Okay.
Is that all right? 2 p.m. right after lunch? Oh, is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to shift the affiliate task force time certain item to 2 p.m. right after lunch, and the public comment 12:30 on Saturday and 5, and then Sunday at 10 a.m. Is there any objection to that agenda change?
Objection.
Okay, Rico?
Hi, Rico Ross, listener rep for KPFK. If we are going to take the time to move the public comment around, we may want to consider putting them before we make any major votes so that they can actually comment on something that we are going to vote upon as opposed to just moving them around arbitrarily.
Okay.
May I address that, Madam Chair?
Is there other discussion on that? I see Sean, and then Jamie, and then Leslie. Go ahead,
yeah.
Sean.
This is Sean from KPFK, and Sean Casey O'Brien. And not only should we hear from the public on substantive issues before we vote, but I think the public would like to hear from our national election supervisor, our chief financial officer, our interim HR director, our interim development director, so that they could comment on what we are involved in right now. Public comment before any of these affairs is, you know, the public is not informed. So we should inform them with these reports and then hear from the public as well as before we take substantive votes. Thank you.
All right. Jamie's next.
Thanks. Yeah, my comment is I agree with, I mean, I hear what Rico was saying, but it's hard to predict when we're going to have major, I mean, the way the agenda tends to slide. You know, I think the point of having public comment at a time certain every day is a good one, and we should, you know, pick some good times and go.
Okay, Leslie?
I would go with Rico's motion if he was saying we would have half an hour of public comment before every major vote. Is that a possibility? Or even 15 minutes before every major vote?
My comment basically was that if we're going to take the time to move it around, let's do it with some thought as opposed to just doing it. And but I take your point, too, that it is good for the public to know in advance when they're going to speak so they can schedule themselves around. So I'm just bringing that up just as a point of information.
And for the listeners, this is Leslie Radford. I will stand by Jamie's comment over there that given that we don't know when these public votes are happening, if we can at least tell the listeners when they get to speak, that's better than...
I'll join you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're out of time for this item. The motion on the floor at the moment is to have public comment at the time certain of 8 p.m. tonight, 12:30 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, 5 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, and 10 a.m. Sunday morning. Also, we're going to be moving on the agenda the affiliate task force from a time certain of 1:30 p.m. to a time certain of 2 p.m. All in favor of this bunch of agenda changes, please raise your hands.
Madam Chair, should we be including the one that I found the wording for?
No. Let's do this one first.
Okay.
Okay. We're not doing the agenda. We're just approving the time changes. All in favor, please raise your hands. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. And any opposed? Any abstentions? One abstention. All right. That motion passes. Those times are changed.
In terms of the number of people of public comment.
Okay. The next thing is, the next thing is, the next thing is, we are out of time. We are out of time for this agenda item. If we want to consider Bonnie, go back to Bonnie's agenda change, we have to vote to extend time.
Madam, extend for 2 minutes since we were in the middle of it.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to extending 2 minutes of time? Hearing none. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Pardon me. It was a consent item, and this is how it was amended. Motion passed by Governance Committee without objection. This is the consent item. The PNB requires that the LSBs review the following proposed motion regarding the community advisory boards and provide feedback to the PNB by August 31st, 2009 in the form of proposed amendments, revisions, or critiques. The PNB may proceed with consideration of this motion at any meeting subsequent to that date. So we passed a motion that said we shouldn't consider this until after August 31st. Just seems like we ought to stick with it.
Okay. Joe?
That language doesn't, this can still be a discussion item on the agenda. We do not have to take action on it, but we can still discuss it as we should. It's an important substantive issue for the foundation. The cabs around the network are not in good shape. It's an important issue for CPB compliance, and the PNB rarely gets an opportunity to discuss this issue in depth in-person meetings. So we need to keep this issue on the agenda to discuss it substantively.
Okay. We're out of time for this item. We're just going to go to a vote. Raise your hand if you're in favor of Bonnie's motion to delete the agenda item on this Governance Committee section of the agenda regarding a discussion of community advisory boards. That discussion would be deleted. Please raise your hand if you wish to have that discussion deleted.
I think I had added that it would be taken up after the date
and taken up at another time. Okay, raise your hand if you feel that this item should be deleted from the agenda.
I'm trying to make it right. It's not political.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, all opposed to the deletion of this discussion? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, 5, 9. Any abstentions? 1. Okay, the motion fails. The agenda remains, that item remains on the agenda. The next, are there any other, we can't take any more agenda changes at this time.
I move we adopt the agenda.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any opposition to adopting the agenda as amended? Hearing no objections. That will be our agenda for this weekend. The next thing on the agenda, I believe, is approval of minutes. Yes. The minutes will be approved. Richard, why don't you list the dates of minutes that need approving?
Okay, I sent these to everybody Wednesday the 22nd. It's the open minutes for May the 11th of this year, May 27th of this year, June the 26th of this year, and July the 12th of this year.
Okay. Is there a chance? Well, I don't see that many computers out. I would entertain a motion to, what's the first date? Can you look, show me the list? A motion for the approval or the correction of minutes for May 11th, 2009. Would anyone like to move that we approve that set of minutes? Okay, is there a second? Okay, is there any objection to approving the minutes for May 11th, 2009? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. The next date is, this is open session minutes for May 27th, 2009. Would anyone like to move that we adopt the minutes of May 27th, 2009?
So moved.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to adopting the minutes of May 27th, 2009? Hearing none, those are adopted. The next date is June 26th, 2009. Would anyone like to move that we approve those, that set of minutes?
So moved.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving the minutes for June 26th, 2009? Okay. Hearing none, those are approved. Next is the minutes for the open session of July 12th, 2009. Would someone like to make a motion to approve that set of minutes?
So moved.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Yes.
I just like to, I didn't get a chance to read it. The motion that I made, Richard, is that in there? You remember that I sent you the one?
And use the mic, do you please?
Sorry.
Live as well?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which motion?
The one on
the 26th.
No, on the 12th.
Betty Yacko moved that the NES is requested to seriously consider extending.
Use the microphone, please, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, the one that I read. The
about the extending?
Yeah.
It's in there.
Yes, so the answer is yes, Nia.
I don't see
Is there any objection to approving the minutes for July 12, 2009?
This is the executive session.
Okay, hearing none, that set of minutes is approved. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is, let's see. It is now 7:38 p.m. We have two consent items. Leslie, would you like to read the motion you're bringing to this body on behalf of Yoshio Manaka?
Be very pleased to, Grace. The motion is that whereas the United States has wasted precious years during the Bush administration and failed to take decisive steps to control greenhouse gas emissions, Pacifica urges the nation's leaders to take action by endorsing the national call to action on global warming attached hereto. I have sent this out to this body multiple times, but I'm prepared to do so again if you'd like it.
All right. As this is a consent item, is there any objection to just having this automatically approved as a consent item? Hearing no objection, this is accepted as a consent item. The next consent item is about the seating of Luzette King and Billy Ray Edwards to committees. Luzette and Billy Ray, would you like to explain that?
Yes. When I discussed this with Billy Ray, we decided that I would go on the National Finance Committee and Billy would go to the Program Committee. Of course, with I have to apologize. I didn't really consult with the other two, but that's what I'm recommending. I didn't talk to Jim or AC, but I hope this would be accepted by them.
Madam Chair, I would like to remove that item from the consent calendar because I think that we should be electing committee members in the ordinary way that we elect committee members, which is to have an election of the four seated members of that LSB, and whichever of them wins the election, or if only one of them wants to run and it's uncontested, that has been our custom.
Okay. All right. So, you know what, let's go to the acknowledgments, which is next on the agenda, and then hold an election right after acknowledgement for those committees.
You're right.
Okay. So we'll move to, yes, Sean? Okay. So we'll take acknowledgments, and then we'll hold the election for those committees. Sean?
Yeah, I'd like to acknowledge our friend and colleague on this on the PNB, Wendy Schroll, and all of her friends and colleagues on the coordinating committee for doing such a bang-up job in getting us organized and getting us here. And thanks for cracking the whip, Wendy, because if you hadn't, I don't know if we would have gotten all those people on all those planes and everything. And I really want to salute you and all the fine people on the coordinating committee for the bang-up job you did in getting this organized.
All right.
Here, I second that.
Okay. Yes, LaVarne?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to acknowledge the WBAI community here in New York that are here today and as the host for this PNB meeting. And I want to congratulate the staff, the listeners, everyone in the tri-state area for the tremendous job that they've done in terms of the fundraising over the last the spring fund drive. And just remember, we were a fund drive less for 2 months, so this was really good, and we had a chance to take a break. But anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you, LaVarne. All right, Wendy?
I'd like to acknowledge, this is sort of a local acknowledgement for KPFT, our LSB, we have a development committee there that our job is to raise money off the air. We talk a lot about raising money, but we hadn't really raised a lot of money. And so last weekend, we held a big party with an auction. It was kind of also a get-to-know-your-community people, like-minded listeners of our station. And we auctioned off, rather than art pieces and things, it was more like services and parties and house concerts. And so anyway, we didn't get to publicize it a lot because we'd been doing so much promotion of our LSB elections. You know, they had to mandate a lot of coverage for that and the Sotomayor hearings and everything. But we were a little nervous it wasn't going to work out too good, but we made almost $10,000. So, and everybody had a blast.
Okay. Nia?
I would like to acknowledge the members that are in the minority on the Pacifica National Board. Although a lot of times we do get voted down, I think that we are pretty nonpartisan and we vote for the issues, so we don't get frustrated or give up, but we do try to make a fair vote that's in the best interest of the foundation. So I'd like to commend them on that. Thanks.
Thank you, Nia. Bonnie?
I'd like to commend Mitch Jesuits and all the other people that worked on the Sotomayor hearings, and as well as John Armela and all of the technical people that helped put that together. I was really happy to hear that on, I think, all of the Pacifica airwaves, and I think they did a bang-up job.
Thank you, Bonnie. All right. Are there any other acknowledgments? Luzette?
Yes. I would like to acknowledge for the public, and I haven't seen him in the audience, our interim general manager at WPFW. He was plunged into what I would call an emergency situation. He's doing very well, and you can measure that by going to the station and look at the faces of the staff. He's actually done some outreach work in the short time he's done. He's built some partnership relations with a number of activists, social activist organizations, and their programs joint partner in partnership with these organizations that should be coming on stream very soon. And I want to acknowledge him for that publicly on behalf of the staff in particular.
Thank you, Lizette. Does anyone else have an acknowledgement? David.
Yes, my name is Dave Beaton. I'm an affiliate rep here on the board. I'd like to acknowledge Ursula Rudenberg. She can't be with us. She's our affiliates coordinator. She is in Mississippi helping to get another non-commercial station on the air.
Yay. right. Anyone else have an acknowledgement tonight? No one else? Okay. Oh, sorry. Ifia? Ifia.
My name is Ifia Wangaza. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board Affiliates Task Force and the second affiliates board rep. And I want to applaud those who have stepped up and held up and secured the interest of the network generally and WBAI and WPFW in particular. So we have a bouquet of flowers for Grace Aaron.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For her courageous stand, her restoring the health and dignity of WBAI, WPFW,
thank you,
and the Pacifica Network.
Thank you.
We also recognize LaVarne Williams, Tony. Tony Bates, Kathy Davis, other members of the WBAI family, and WPFW, and its interim general manager. Three cheers for the team that will save and move us forward.
Thank you very much, Ifia. Excellent. All right. Rico?
I'd like to, Rico Ross of KPFK, I'd like to acknowledge the hard work that Sean Kemp has done to turn the station around at KPFK. He came in and really made some hard decisions, but he finally got us to be one of the better performing stations in the network.
All right. Are there any other acknowledgments? Okay.
I want to acknowledge Effia for acknowledging you.
Thank you, Lizette. All right. Okay. It's 7:49. And George, you're the chair of the Governance Committee. We'd like to conduct a little election for the two committees that that Billy Ray and Luzette wish to be on. How can we do that the most efficiently within about 10 minutes or 11 minutes before the public comment?
A point of information, Grace?
Yes.
Who is the treasurer of WPFW?
As far as I know, there's no treasurer. Jamie, you want to respond to that?
So we have to have... I am Monroe. I'm sorry.
No, Jamie.
Oh, okay. So I think we need there needs to be an election at WPFW for the treasurer.
Absolutely. But we need to have a director on the finance committee and a from WPFW and also a director on the programming committee from WPFW. So Luzette has stepped up. She's willing to be the WPFW director representative on the finance committee, and Billy Ray is willing to be the WPFW director on the programming committee. And unless there's an objection regarding that,
if there's no opposition, then they've got the position.
Do you guys want to do it?
Perhaps it would be good to ask the other representatives.